This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado may soon review how police and other taxpayer-funded agencies use facial recognition software. CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
Several local and state agencies, including police departments, use facial recognition technology for tasks such as suspect identification and security checks. If signed by Governor Jared Polis, a new bill would impose a moratorium on the use of facial recognition in long-term surveillance. A state task force would also review whether Colorado's broader use of the technology infringes on civil liberties. That task force would include attorneys, professors, and police officers. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
The mother of Elijah McClain will meet with President Biden about police reforms. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Shanine McClain has been a private yet fierce advocate for police reforms in Colorado since her son's 2019 death after a violent arrest by Aurora police officers. She urged state lawmakers to pass a police reform bill in 2020 that changed use of force rules and made it easier to sue cops in Colorado. Now she's bringing that reform message to Washington. McClain will attend a meeting where Biden plans to promote his own work on police reform for federal officers in an executive order reported by several media outlets on Tuesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Three graduating cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy who have refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine will not be commissioned into the Air Force. They will be awarded Bachelor of Science degrees and may have to pay back the cost of their education. Commencement ceremonies at the Academy are today. And on this graduation day at the Air Force Academy, residents nearby may hear a lot of zooming in the air. The Thunderbirds precision flying team have been flying practice runs this week. And today they'll fly over the Academy's Falcon Stadium. That's just after 1 p.m. Some venues in Colorado Springs are holding watch parties. The Springs and Metro Denver, the Front Range, have mostly sunny skies today, and temperatures getting warmer. This is CPR News.